So we've been looking the last couple of days at Deuteronomy chapter 6. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we read the first couple of verses. I'm going to read this to you, this text to you, and then we'll look at, we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. So in chapter 6, it says, this is the command, verse number 1. This is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the lands which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all of his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, and your sons and your grandsons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. And these words, which I command you today, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So this is Moses. And Moses is encouraging the Israelites to make sure that they keep the word of God in front of them at all times, that they know the statutes, they know the precepts, they know the laws, they know the things, they know the word of God, that they keep those precepts in front of them at all times. So we looked at verse number 1 on, I think it was Tuesday. We looked at, what is today, Thursday, so we must be on, let's read verse number 3. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe and do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you might increase mightily, as the Lord your God the Father has promised, that in the land that floweth in milk and honey. So we talked about that yesterday. You know, this is Moses talking to the Israelites and getting them ready to take possession, to move into the promised land that God had provided for them. And when they moved into it, to possess it, and as they possessed it, to be able to keep it. And all that was contingent upon them knowing and having the word of God, knowing the precepts of God, understanding them, and living them. As they knew them, as they understood them, as they lived them out, as they demonstrated them, they would be able to enter, possess, and maintain. Now, the same thing is true for you and I with the promises that we have in Jesus Christ. It's by the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. It is by the word of God that we come to know the promises. And it's in knowing the promises, in knowing who he is, in knowing who we are in him, in knowing the authority that we have in him, that he's given to us, in knowing the power of his word. It's in knowing the word and living the word. It's knowing it, believing it, living it, speaking it, that we can then enter into the promises that he has for us, possess the promises that he has for us, and retain those promises that he has for us. The same thing is true. This is the great thing about the word of God. It's true. When you see things in the Old Testament, those same principles. We see true, we see with greater depth of understanding because we have Jesus Christ to enlighten it. And it's a new covenant, it's a deeper covenant, but we see the same promises and the same things of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, are still the same. God is the same God, and what he wants and what he desires for us has been the same from the very beginning, and it continues. And he wants us to have, and this is what Moses is showing, he wants us to have all of the Word of God so that we can enter in, possess, and maintain all the promises that the Lord, that Jesus has for us. So verse number 4, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, is one Lord, the only Lord. So this is the way. This is a short verse. In the King James, it says, Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God is one Lord. This is a very short verse, and it seems very simple. But there's great depth that's being spoken here by Moses to the Israelites. And again, it's the same principle that's true for us today. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You know, if you were of the Jewish faith and you were raised Jewish, they have what's called the Shemina. I've forgotten. I think it's called Shemina. Shemina. I believe that's correct. At any rate, it's the Hebrew word for hear. So here, verse number 4 starts off with hear. In other words, listen. Hear, O Israel. Hear. The Hebrew word for hear is the word that they use for the prayers that they have in the morning and in the night. So if you were raised Jewish, every morning and every night, you would pray this verse. You would pray this. You would say, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. They focus on the word hear. They know that it's important for them to hear the word of God, to hear the Lord and to hear the things the Lord has said to them. Now, again, I emphasize, in the Old Testament, those promises and those things of the Old Testament, it's the same God. He's the same God. And so the things that he says, well, those principles carry over and they're important for us. It's the things that are true for us as well. The principles of the Old Testament are the same principles that we see in greater depth and greater detail, with greater meaning and greater understanding because it's a better covenant, but it's the same principles because God is the same. And so as Moses is saying here, Moses is saying to the Israelites, hear, O Israel, hear, nation of Israel. And again, if you're a Jewish person, you are raised that your prayers every morning, I think it's called the Shemina, every morning, every night, you speak these words because it's important to you to hear the words, to know. You got to remind yourself throughout the day to hear and know the word of God. That is true for us today as well. Moses is saying they're about to enter into a land. They're about to enter into a land that is possessed by others. Now, God's given it and prepared it to them. They have to take the land. And as they take the land, as they take it piece by piece, parcel by parcel, they're still going to be surrounded by those who believe in other gods. They're still going to be surrounded as they go through that process of taking the promised land. Now, they never took fully all of the promised land, but had they fully taken the promised land, they still would have been surrounded around their borders. They still would be surrounded by others who worshiped other gods and believed in other gods. And this is why it was important for Moses to say to the Israelites, hey, listen, you're entering into a place, there's going to be a lot of introduction, there's going to be a lot of words, you're going to be surrounded by other beliefs and other gods. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, the only Lord. This is what Moses was saying. And again, boy, this translates directly to us today. Because as we walk into the things of God and we walk into a deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ through this word and through a personal relationship with him, the more we walk into it, the more we understand the promises. But we have to remember that as we are possessing those promises, as I'm growing in Jesus Christ and I'm growing in the word and I'm growing in my faith, I'm possessing those promises and I'm laying hold, I'm apprehending all the things that Jesus has for me. Same thing is true for you. As we do that, it's great to apprehend and have those things. But the truth of the matter is, we, just like the Israelites, as they took the promises, as they took the promised land, they were surrounded by others who had other beliefs. And they had other gods, and those other gods would be an influence on them. And the same thing is true for you and I. I can be growing in the Lord, and I can be growing in my knowledge of the Word, and I can be possessing those promises. Thank you, Jesus, all that's true. But I have to be aware that I'm still surrounded by the world itself. And the world itself does not believe this word. The word itself does not believe as I do. The word itself does not believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In fact, the world mocks the things that you and I believe. And we're surrounded by worldly influences. And the world says that the knowledge of man, the wisdom of man, is superior over all things. The world says that it's okay to do things that are contrary to what God has instructed us to avoid. The world says that the things that God says are evil are good. And the world says that the things that God says are good, the world says those things are evil. This is the constant influence that is around us. It surrounds us. It surrounds you every day. Just as it was for the Israelites, and Moses is saying, you're about to enter into the promised land, and when you enter in, you're going to be surrounded. Be aware, and remember every day, hear, O Israel. And know the Lord your God is one Lord, one God, one Lord. Hear, O Israel, know the Lord our God is one Lord. He's one Lord. There's only one Lord. And there can only be one Lord in my life. I can't yield and make money, which is of the world, That doesn't mean that we shun all money. We still need money. We still use money. But I can't make money my God. I can't make sports my God. I can't make business my God. Run down the list. Look at the things, you know, in this culture that people give themselves wholeheartedly to. I can't make video gaming my God. I mean, just go through the list. What are the things that take priority? What are the things that you give your time to, as opposed to giving your time to the Word of God or to being with Him? Because those are the things that you've made gods. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. One Lord. There can be only one Lord. And this is exactly the way that it reads. Let me see if it reads that way in the New King James. Yep, New King James, Amplified Bible, all say the same thing. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Or the Lord, as it says in the King James, the Lord our God is one Lord. Or as it says in the Amplified, the Lord our God is one Lord, the only Lord. There can be only one Lord in our lives. Moses knew that the Israelites would be surrounded by the world, surrounded by other beliefs, surrounded by compromise, surrounded by those who believed in other gods. You and I, as we are laying hold of the promises, as we're growing in Jesus and laying hold and apprehending His promises, possessing those things and seeing those things manifest in our lives, we are still have to remember that we are still surrounded. We live in this flesh. We live in the world. We are surrounded by those in the world who believe other things, things that are contrary to the Word of God. This is why Moses made this such an important statement. And this is why the Jews today... Again, I think the word is Shemina. They have the Shemina, which is the prayer that they pray morning and night. They pray, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord." They're reminding themselves every day to hear, because this is what Moses has said to lead up to this. They need to be familiar. They need to hear the Word of God. They need to know the Word of God. They need to know, understand, hear the precepts of God. They need to hear that Word, hear the Word of God over and over and over. They need to be hearing the Lord. We can take this, which Moses said, and we can view this verse through the filter of the covenant in Jesus' blood. And through that filter, we can see, hear, O follower of Jesus Christ, hear, O believer, the Lord Jesus, your God, is one Lord. Now, we can take that several different ways. We can read that He is the Lord, the God in the triune nature, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But here's the key. He is one Lord. He is the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, the only Lord. None take priority over Him. He is one. He is the one, the only one. And because the Israelites were going to be surrounded, because you and I are surrounded, we need to remind ourselves the same thing. And this is why it's important for us to hear the Word of God. When Moses said, "Hear, O Israel," that is even greater impact for us. Because we have the fullness. You know, the Israelites didn't have the Gospels. They didn't have the good news of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They didn't have the letters from Paul. Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the Timothys, all the rest that Paul... They didn't have 1 and 2 Peter. They didn't have 1, 2, 3 John. They didn't, you know, they didn't have John's revelation. They didn't have all of the insights, all of the promises, all of the extension from the law to grace and all the understanding that comes with it. They didn't have the fullness of the depth of understanding that you and I can have, because we have the Holy Spirit living within us, dwelling within us. So we can take all these principles. And this is why we can take that verse that Moses said, "Hear, O Israel," and we can say, "Hear, O believer, hear. Hear the Word of God. Hear the Word of God." Remember every day to listen and hear the Word of God. Make sure part of your day includes hearing the Word of God. If you hear me reading the Word of God, that's one thing. If you hear someone else reading the Word of God, that's great. Hearing builds your faith. But nothing builds your faith as much as hearing the Word of God from your own tongue, from you reading the Word of God. And I've said before, look, I read the Word of God a lot, quietly to myself like everyone else, but there are times that I know I need to read the Word and read the Word out loud, because it strengthens my faith to hear the Word of God that's given. So the word that Moses gave in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 4. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, listen. The Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord, the only Lord. You look around and you are surrounded by the world today. And the way you strengthen yourself in that is by spending that time in the Word. Hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. Hearing it over and over and over again, and your faith grows. And you're not influenced by the world, but you've made Jesus Christ the Lord, the only Lord of your life. This is how, and again, remember, Moses said all this. So the Israelites, because they were about to enter in the Promised Land, possess the Promised Land. And this was a key for entering in, for possessing, and for maintaining or retaining the Promised Land. The same thing is true for you and I. Hear, O believer, hear the word of God. Know that He is the Lord. This is the key for you to enter into the promises of Jesus Christ, to possess the promises of Jesus Christ, and to maintain or retain those promises in your life.